What's the weirdest or craziest feud you've had with a neighbor? Let's start with the raccoon story, shall we?
Okay.
Tara said, I lived in an apartment complex with a communal backyard.
A communal backyard. Okay.
Right?
Yep.
One night, I went out for a smoke, heard a commotion. There is my neighbor yelling at her upstairs neighbor for stealing her raccoon.
Oh, wow.
Yes. She yelled that it was her raccoon because she left a bag of sugar out for it, which is apparently a delicacy to raccoons.
Okay.
The raccoon was on the upstairs neighbor's balcony. So to get it back, this woman constructed a stairway of garbage consisting of upturned garbage cans, broken chairs, etc., and tried to climb up to the balcony while wielding a hula hoop.
This is elaborate and wild.
She managed to get to the top of the garbage mountain. Garbage mountain. And somehow thought she could trap the raccoon with a hula hoop?
Like a lasso? What are we doing?
The upstairs neighbor came out and they got into a fight. Police were called and the raccoon was never seen again.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The raccoon's like, I got no loyalty. I'm out.
I know.
You people are crazy.
Yeah.
Thanks for the sugar.
Listen,
lady.
Love the
Deuces.
Sugar. Love the sugar, but I'm going to let you guys work this
but
out.
This is a next level crazy I'm not prepared to deal with at this juncture.
Constructed a stairway of garbage to get up to the balcony.
I need at least surveillance video. There was probably surveillance video somewhere.
Neighbors are just like, it's all just crazy.
Oh.
Like Stephanie had texted in and was like, last year my next door neighbor had fireworks on the 4th of July. Neighbors across the street were mad that they even had fireworks. Then we had another neighbor in the cul-de-sac several years ago that hit our mailbox because he and his wife were arguing.
Oh, wow.
So we took it out on the mailbox.
Oh, dang it.
Their mailbox. So to this day, every time the guy tries to wave at me, I just give him a weird look because he's never apologized for hitting our mailbox.
Oh, dang it. That's not
like,
great.
Don't take your aggressions out on your neighbor's mailbox.
No, the mailbox didn't do anything like that.
No.
Kevin, also apartment complex. Years ago, lived there with three guys who lived above me. I complained to apartment management all the time, called the police on them once. All three of them got arrested when they peed off their roof onto my back patio midday drunk on Easter. Could you even imagine? What if he's trying to have a nice Easter brunch? They narrowly escaped being charged with exposing themselves to minors since they were in plain view of our neighbor's family gathering.
Oh, my gosh.
Easter egg hunt was extra special that year.
I guess so.
OMG.
Weirdest or craziest feuds with your neighbor. Got another text from a listener, Amy, who said, our trampoline flying over the neighbor's fence really made him mad.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't talk to us anymore.
Ooh.
Not that we were ever like best friends, but then the neighbor makes comments about, that's going to be the next thing over my fence when we have anything in the yard.
Oh, wow. Listen.
Wait, did he keep the trampoline? Mine now.
Finders keepers.
Well, I will say, so I have my next door neighbor has like bushes and like overgrowth.
Yeah.
Overgrowth.
Yeah.
That comes over into our yard over our fence.
Sure.
I cut it off at the fence. I don't go into their yard and cut it down, but it's like, you know, stuff that isn't planted by them. It's just natural, just overgrowth of stuff.
Okay, so this isn't like
it's like black walnuts or something. Yeah, black walnuts, it's like trees that just kind of sprout up. It's like just various shrubs that sort of like come up because of birds or whatever.
Yes.
And I just like lop everything off right at the fence. And I always think to myself, I'm like, do they see that and go, that jerk cutting our stuff?
I mean, we did something similar. Our neighbor's tree was like the branches were arcing over our basketball hoop.
Mm.
So I went next door and asked, do you mind if we trim back those branches that are coming over on top of the goal? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, that's fine. I asked first.
Yeah, we didn't ask.
Because it's their tree, but it was coming over onto our side.
I think legally, and maybe I'm making this up, if it's on your property, you can lop it off?
Well, yeah, but it wasn't. Oh, what you're saying is...
If it overhangs...
If it starts in their property, but overhangs into ours.
Anyways.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we can take some more, but...
We've got more.
I know.
Oh, we've got more.
Weird random feuds with your neighbors.
We're working it out.